Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I'm Leon Alvin, ALVIN, Johnson. Alvin Johnson is a 51-year-old male who reports he injured his left knee at work in an unspecified fashion and an unspecified date. But he did undergo surgery, but is unaware of his diagnosis relative to it. But he also reports he injured his right shoulder at work in an unspecified fashion and date. Pretty was diagnosed with a labral tear, for which he was treated surgically. Pretty denies receiving any ongoing treatment to either body areas. Pretty new paragraph, I have been advised that he has filed numerous prior claim petitions, beginning with an accident of 3/19/99, running all the way through /4/24/17. But these have involved his right side, neck and left shoulder, left ankle and left knee, left shoulder, neck, and headaches, left leg, right shoulder, right shoulder, and right foot, period. In paragraph, as per the records provided, he filed a claim petition alleging on 7/22/22, he injured his left leg. Pretty stepped on a metal plate on the floor that was not bolted down, so it slipped and shifted, injuring the petitioner. Period. Treatment records show he was seen by WorkNet that same day. Period. Scratched it on 7/27/22. Pretty stated on 7/22/22. He banged the lateral side of his knee against a metal barrier, causing some general discomfort and swelling. Pretty was seen in urgent care the following day, where he had x-rays that showed no evidence of fracture or dislocation. Pretty was advised to use over-the-counter medication and return to regular duties. Period. He asserted he slipped on some loose flooring, causing a twist to his right knee, resulting in some increased discomfort in the lateral aspect. Pretty was recommended to WorkNet by his employer for evaluation of ongoing left knee pain. Pretty denied any previous injury to his left knee or lower leg. Period, and put this in bold, this is notwithstanding the numerous claims cited above. Period. He was evaluated by Dr. DeJoseph and diagnosed with left contusion and strain, for which conservative care was initiated. Pretty followed up here over the next few weeks and remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph. MRI of the left knee was done on 8/22/22. Period. There were findings suspicious for a tear of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus, semicolon. Distal quadriceps tendinosis versus partial tear, semicolon. Chronic Osgood-Schlatter disease, semicolon. Joint effusion, semicolon. 1 centimeter popliteal cyst. Period. New paragraph. He also came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz. Period. On 10/21/22, he performed left knee arthroscopic partial medial meniscectomy with gentle chondroplasty of the medial femoral condyle. The postoperative diagnosis was left knee, complex tear, posterior horn of the medial meniscus with grade 2 to grade 3 chondral injury of the medial femoral condyle. Period. And at various laboratory studies on 10/7/22, period on 10/27/22, he had a venous Doppler ultrasound of the left lower extremity that showed no sonographic evidence of deep vein thrombosis. Pretty did participate in physical therapy at NovaCare beginning as early as 8/31/22. Period. physical exam. Extremities lower, inspection revealed he had very muscular legs. Further left greater than right, enlarged tibial tubercles consist with his history of Osgood-Schlatter's disease. Further were healed portal scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired motion of the knees. Elicited crepitus bilaterally. Paired left knee flexion was guarded to 110 degrees with complaints of tenderness. Paired motion of the right knee, both hips and ankles, was full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Paired, then normal. Knee maneuvers normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 65 degrees, transferring his weight to the right lower extremity. Period. Impressions. On 7/22/22, Alvin Johnson reportedly injured his left knee at work when he slipped. Period. He apparently was seen at urgent care the same day. Period. He followed up at WorkNet on 7/27/22 and initiated on conservative care. Period. At that time, he denied any previous knee injuries. Period. However, it is abundantly clear that he has filed several prior work-related claims referable to his left knee and other body areas. Period. For the date of accident of 9/14/12, he received 5% of the left leg. Period. On crash that for the claim of 1/18/06, it closed via section 20. Period. New paragraph. He did undergo an MRI and surgery as noted above. Period. The current exam found there to be muscular legs bilaterally. Period. There was crepitus at both knees and guarded flexion about the left knee. Period. However, provocative maneuvers at the knee were negative. Period. He ambulated without a limp or foot drop. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period, of course, review of his prior records pertaining to the left knee may be illuminating in this matter relative to causation in particular. Period. End.